Peter Lynham.
And how are you today?
Good. Good as.
Excellent.
Can be expected for a Monday.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it can go down from here on.
No, never talking to you, mate. What's on the topic?
I thought it would be just intriguing to take a look at Joe Biden, the Catholic, and to work out whether the fact of running a Catholic might enable Democrats to pull a bit of the religion vote that supposedly goes through to Trump. Interesting question.
Well, doesn't Joe Biden have somewhat liberal views and wants to extend it, religion?
Have we ever had an agnostic or a
president? Completely unthinkable,
right,
in the American.
Yeah. So it's totally important.
One could argue that Trump is exactly this, but he knows when to kneel down in the White House and allow those who love him to bow and pray for him.
Yeah.
So Trump's about as close as we come.
He's more like the devil, I think.
Well, there we are. But Biden is definitely on the liberal side and certainly has no intention of reining back the abortion laws, which, of course, was one of the things that Trump kind of promised to do, though couldn't do because all he could do was put conservative people into the Supreme Court. And though that's been done, they have not delivered the goods as yet. And may not deliver the goods because you have to overturn a law as being unconstitutional, and perhaps this is difficult to do. But Biden certainly has expressed that he's a supporter of the abortion law, and the consequence of that is that lots of Catholics are shying away from him and saying he's not a good Catholic.
Mm. As a Catholic, how can he do that?
Well, not goodly, you know, apparently.
Hmm. So. Yeah, well, it depends on your point of view. But Kennedy, after all, was a Catholic. It didn't really present a Catholic point of view in the White House, did he? I mean, how can any politician do more than simply be the representative of the tone of their party?
Hmm.
And the party certainly sits on the more liberal side compared to the Republicans.
Didn't they just sort of just dance around these topics a little bit? When they kind of get asked them, they're like, well, you know, I just think everyone should blah, 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 nothing.
Yes, but Biden's voting record in the Senate is pretty clear.
Okay.
That he's every time opposed measures that would have curbed the Roe versus Wade case, which was the critical one that enabled abortion to be available in the states. And see, in other respects, too, Biden is not about to start pushing for a great Catholic revival, or indeed any sort of revival, because Biden does have a little bit of an appeal to right across the religious spectrum, because even though he's a good Catholic, he will cheerfully go to Protestant churches and seems to have quite a lot of Protestant links, and his daughters are all married to Jews, and apparently have Shalom tattooed across, all of them have got Shalom tattooed across their wrists.
Mm, far out. Where like a watch would go.
Yes, presumably. Well, whereas Biden has got a rosary, wears a rosary beside his watch. These trivial facts I have picked up with a little bit of wandering around the net. Of course, they prove very little, other than that, you know, increasingly America is religiously eclectic, and that the sharp divide between Catholic and Protestant is not nearly so great a divide as in the past. Remember that John F. Kennedy putting a Catholic into the White House was a massive issue and certainly led to a lot of people voting against him, whereas I can't see that being the case this time.
Now, Biden has sort of come out in support of LGBTQ rights, and has that got some of the conservative religious groups up in arms? Because
this and the abortion issue have certainly made people be outraged by him. And I found one hilarious website called the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights, which declared that even though they accept that Biden is ostensibly Catholic, that Trump is definitely a better bet for Catholics to back, because even though he may not believe a thing, at least he takes the right political positions.
Mm.
And so, and apparently there was a Catholic bishop today who advised people in his diocese to vote for Trump, which seems just crazy. But if the most important thing in terms of your religion is to get certain political measures through, anti-abortion being a critical one, and of course anti-gay rights, although that's not so important for Catholics as the other one now, that's the way you're gonna vote. Biden's running mate is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about Biden's running mate?
Oh, what's her name? I've forgotten her name.
Kamala Harris.
There you go.
So
she's been popping up in the news quite a bit, actually.
Yes, black and Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And with a Baptist, seems to be a Baptist, but with a Hindu background.
Wow.
So this is a fascinatingly eclectic person, really.
Very American, really.
Well, that is the American story, isn't it? Where every person who can come from any background and can do well, so long as they're not black.
So will she potentially be the vice president if he gets the presidency? Is that how that works?
Oh, yeah, automatically.
Okay, cool. So potentially she could be the president, right?
Well, I mean, look
at
what
everyone's kind of...
at Biden's age,
totally.
And surely there's got to be a strong case that at some point in the next, at least, if not in the first 4 years, of course he could always change running mates, that she
but they're mates.
Aligned
Can't
to get that position.
Change your mates like that.
What does she bring to his sort of team?
Cognitive ability, John. I think she can play video games and he can't do stuff like that anymore.
She's distinctly younger than him.
She can ride a bike. You know, but wakeboarding. You want a wakeboarding
religious
president.
Perspective, obviously, because she's got a fairly
wakeboarding is a religion. Some people make
interesting background.
Yes, possibly. I'm not sure that would have weighed upon it. I think having a female for the Democrats is more important because the Democrats have to win the female vote.
I think she's a massive ace up the sleeve, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, I agree, but I don't know that everybody would see that.
Okay.
And I think, for some people,
I forget what America's like sometimes. Just
yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, remember, you have got many, many liberal states, and those liberal states are going to vote Democrat. But that's not how the election's going to be decided because of the oddities of the Electoral College. You vote state by state, and the votes are not exactly proportionately distributed because every state's got to have two. And therefore, the little states like Rhode Island can play an inordinately big role in the outcome of the election.
Peter, what's the likelihood that, say, Biden gets in and he brings in some sort of progressive or liberal policy?
Yeah.
What's the chance of that actually affecting these conservative religious groups? Do they have a right to be concerned about, you know, his liberal policy affecting the way that they run their churches and exclude certain groups?
The practical power of the presidency doesn't really touch religious matters at all. They're constitutionally protected by the First Amendment. And so all the, you know, extreme statements that are being made are all nonsense. Because only if there was a legislative program, but you'd have to get around the First Amendment, would that really make any difference? And, I mean, much of the issue about, for example, are you allowed to worship under the COVID-19 regulations is decided at state level, not at federal level. So in some ways, nationally, within the states, the presidency is symbolic rather than wielding great power, unless, of course, that presidency starts bringing out the National Guard. And that's, of course, what's been troubling.
How much of the, when someone sort of becomes president, how much of the ritual is religion involved?
The swearing oath on the Bible.
Yes, okay.
And
so it's like
roll
Christian.
They roll out symbolic figures to represent the flavour of their presidency.
Right. Okay. But it's centered on Christianity, I guess.
Yes.
Because America's got like the In God We Trust on the note.
Yeah, yeah. That's
a Christian God,
right? 1950s. That was Eisenhower who brought that in.
Okay.
The In God We Trust motto. And it could be, and it seems very likely, because of the trend in the overall polls, that America is going to become distinctly more secular in the next 10 years. Because, you know, it's just the proportion of the active religious people has in the last 10 years declined by a third. So it's been a gigantic shift of focus. America's been regarded as the exception to the decline of religion in the West, but it's no longer the exception.
Okay.
It's beginning to follow the general patterns. And, of course, in places like L.A. or New York, that secularization had already taken place. But so much of the states is governed by the Midwest and the South, which is anything but liberal. And that's the factor, that's where the change is happening.
Why has religion declined in America?
The internet.
Yes, I suppose so. But I mean, these are exactly the same factors that have led to the decline of religion in most other Western societies have just struck later in the States, because they had a plural form of religion, which wasn't dependent upon a state church, which was easy to criticize because it's nominal and formal and things like that. And so in the States, very active groups like the Baptists and Methodists were the strongest religious groups by far. And so what's happened is that this kind of plural enthusiastic tone that's kept religion going, almost as a business, in effect, has not had as much traction as young people have increasingly, even in the West and the South, begun to do their own thing.
It's, I guess, one of the concerns is when a place gets kind of whitewashed with religion, and then that religion goes away, the sort of what replaces religion in the way of morals that used to come with that religion, you know? Does the society lose a lot of its kind of moral compass?
It loses the use of a moral language.
Mm.
But there's relatively little evidence that there's much change in conduct, at least in the short term. After all, America has exactly the same levels of prenuptial births and the sorts of things that you might say, well, if religion was really strong, then you would expect the moral patterns of religion to be very different. And of course, they're not.
Mm.
On all sorts of factors that you might think there was a religious point of view, that doesn't seem to shape what Americans actually do.
Peter, I feel like we could...
America, there's a fair degree of outward conformity to religiosity, but it doesn't make a huge amount of difference in behaviour.
Well, that's good news, actually. We should probably let you go, Peter, and thank you so much for another great edition of That's the Spirit.
But we will watch the space, because it's a very interesting space.
Of course.
Very good.
Cheers, mate. Oh,